Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Samantha. Welcome to What You Read Next podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a writer, and my new book, For Your Own Good, is out now in stores everywhere, and it is a thriller. All of my books are thrillers. This is my third book, and it takes place at a private high school in the Northeast, where Teddy Crutcher has just been named Teacher of the Year, and he knows exactly what his students need to learn, and he knows exactly what he needs to teach them. If everybody would just get out of his way, that would be great. But unfortunately, they don't. So that is where the story begins.
And it was optional for HBO Max. Is that correct?
Yes. It was optioned by Robert Downey Jr.'s production company and Greg Berlanti. He's the person that made You, and he made The Flight Attendant, and they have partnered together to make it into a limited series for HBO Max.
Oh, that's congratulations. That's a big feat. So that's amazing.
Thank you so much.
So I got a question. You write thrillers, and you have their patroners or just edge of your seat books to read. Were you a thriller reader beforehand, or is something you start writing, you're like, you know, this is my genre. This is what I want to write for.
I don't think it was until I read Gone Girl that I thought of writing thrillers, because I don't have any experience in law enforcement. So I wouldn't write a book where the main character was a detective or a CIA agent or anything like that. But Gone Girl really created a subgenre of books that thrillers that took place in the home, where none of the characters were law enforcement, and it centered around the family and it centered around relationships or in a neighborhood. When that came about, that was like a whole different way to write a thriller for me. So I tried writing a thriller at that point. I had been writing for a lot of years, but not necessarily all thrillers. I had written all different kinds of genres, but that one, My Lovely Wife is the one, was my first published book. And that's the one that ended up starting the thriller thing. So there we go.
Yeah, let's chat about My Lovely Wife, because that was like a hit. So that was about a unique take on, you know, husband and wife, you know. So give us an elevator pitch for those who have not heard about it, which I'm surprised, but you never know. So
My Lovely Wife is about a couple that has been married for 15 years. They live in a gated community in Florida. They have two teenage kids, very normal American upscale family, and they get bored, so they become serial killers. And that's what they do. So they need to spice life up a little, and they go all in on the serial killing. So there we go.
Oh, I love this. And so are you a plotter or are you a pantser? How do you figure out the twists and turns? Do they surprise you when you're writing, or do you have them figure out beforehand?
No, I'm a pantser. I don't plot anything. I don't outline. I just sit down and start writing, and I figure it out as I go. I tend to get better ideas if I write it out. So for me to think that far in advance, the ideas aren't as good. If I try to think of what's going to happen halfway through the book, I have to actually write to get halfway through the book to figure it out. So each idea seems to lead to another idea, and it just builds on one another. So pantsing is definitely better for me. It's better for my creativity.
I love this. Yeah. I think it's like something, it's unique. I have heard from different places, but I think pantsing your way, it's like, you know, discovering the characters, you're discovering the idea, and it surprises you as you just keep writing, you know, like somehow just snowball, like you said, you follow the breadcrumbs.
Right.
So what are you working next? So is it another thriller, or you're exploring other genres, or are you still sticking with thriller?
Yep, I'm working on my next thriller. Can't say anything about it yet, but I'm always working on a thriller. So yeah, that seems to be what I spend most of my time doing. So working on book number 4.
There we go. I love this. So what has been a couple of books you have read that you recommend our listeners to pick up?
Recently, if you are into the You series by Caroline Kepnes, she had one come out, the next in the series come out called You Love Me. And I love that series. I love the character of Joe. So her books are always high on my list of things to read. I love Mary Kubica and her one this year, Local Woman Missing. I absolutely loved it. I've been reading advanced copies of books coming out later this year. Hank Felipe Ryan has a great one coming out called Her Perfect Life that will be out in September. Those are the main ones that come to mind. Liv Constantine, their newest one just came out, The Stranger in the Mirror, and that is a fantastic book as well.
Yes, I love these recommendations because I'm actually in a thriller binge, so this has been great to be okay, here are books I need to read to pick up, because it's been just kind of fun just to see unreliable narrators just do their magic of, murder or mystery or suspense, so.
Right.
What do you do for self-care?
Definitely.
What keeps you sane during this period of time that we've gone through?
I take a lot of naps. I'm really good at napping. It's mandatory for my well-being that I take a nap and take a break. I typically get up and write in the morning, mm-hmm. and take a nap in the late morning after my brain is tired and I have to lay down and I don't know that I really sleep, but I have to close my eyes and not be in front of a screen and not have any input for a while. I need to just shut down for a half hour. So in quarantine and now I have a gym yet. So that became the first few months I basically did nothing and felt horrible. And then once I bought the exercise bike, it brightens your mood to be able to move around, because here I'm in New Orleans and the summers are extremely hot. You can't exercise outside. At least I cannot, not during the summer. So by the time summer rolled around last year during the COVID, I had to do something. So I couldn't really take a good walk anywhere without sweating to death. So I got the exercise bike. So that has definitely kept me sane. And yeah. Reading and binging TV and all the normal things. I don't do anything weird.
It's so good. Yeah. I got an exercise bike too. That was the best relief. I love just getting on the bike for 15 minutes, just doing a quick workout, just get the boost of endorphins. And then just kind of okay, I can go on with that day,
Yeah.
And your nap sounds
they're great.
And your nap sounds like meditation. So it's just part of you're calming down your brain,
Yeah, exactly. And all the ideas start to float around in there and I start to get an idea of what I'll write the next day. So yeah. I only write in the mornings. I write about a chapter a day. So then because I'm a pantser, I have to then think about what my next chapter is going to be. I don't know what it's going to be until I decide. So it lets all the ideas sort of freely float. I tend to have really great ideas when I'm in the shower. I don't know why. Things hit me in the shower. The idea will hit me. I have to I don't know. I need to put a notepad and a pen outside of the shower so I can write it down and not get it wet.
Maybe voice record it. Maybe you can okay, here's the idea. And then you can listen to it.
If I ever live in one of those smart homes, I'll be able to to tell it something and it'll go to my computer or something.
Yeah. Oh man, I love this. So tell us where you can find you online.
I am on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. They're all the same handle, at S. Marie Downing. And my website, there's links to all that on my website, SamanthaDowning.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Samantha, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For Book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadingnextblog.com. The What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadingnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.